Can you please take your journal, close it, and put it on your spot on the rug so we can read it?
Kindergarten teacher Bianca Crockett is rounding up her students to sit on the floor and share something they've written. The assignment, your favorite pair of shoes. But of course, there's more going on here than footwear.
I know who it's to. Who is this message to? This message is to me. It has a body, it has a closing, and a signature. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Catherine.
But back at the start of the school year, before she could get her classroom at West Towson Elementary humming along in a regular routine, Crockett had to pull each of her 18 students from the classroom and individually give them the Kindergarten Readiness Assessment, the KRA. This took about 2 weeks. She spent 2 to 3 hours with each student while a substitute ran her class.
It happens at a very intense time of the year. We're just getting to know these kids. And to meet me for the first time in a room when I'm asking you 50,000 questions back to back to back to back to back, it's very, very time consuming.
The Maryland State Education Association, the teachers' union, wants the General Assembly to ban state-mandated tests for children in kindergarten through second grade. There currently are no such tests for first and second graders, so we're talking about the Kindergarten Readiness Assessment. Cheryl Bost is vice president of the MSEA. She says it's partly a philosophical question of whether children that young should be put through this assessment.
Is that really the best use of our dollars? Is that the best use of instructional time when we see many other things that are working?
But Bill Reinhardt with the State Department of Education says assessing kindergartners is working. While the KRA is new this year, Reinhardt says they've been testing kindergartners for more than a decade.
We've taken the information we've gleaned from this assessment and gone back to Head Start programs and daycare centers and pre-K programs and helped them improve their curriculum that they provide to these young students.
That way, those young students are better prepared to enter kindergarten. Reinhardt points to a state report released last year showing 83% of Maryland students entering kindergarten were ready for it. A dozen years ago, the vast majority of students were not. Susan Hirschfeld is the principal at West Towson Elementary. She says since it's new, she's not sure where things stand with the KRA, but she says assessments are critical in letting educators know what students know.
Without testing, without some sort of assessment, we're just making guesses.
But those opposed to the KRA say there are better types of testing available. They say the KRA is testing kindergartners on what they should have learned in pre-K. There's another test children at West Towson Elementary take on a computer. It's called the MAP test, which stands for Measures of Academic Progress. That program can tell how well a student is doing and adjust questions accordingly. If a student is ripping it up, MAP will ask more challenging questions. Second grader Anna Jakubiak thinks that's pretty cool.
I like seeing if I know all of the questions. I like getting my grades after I take them.
The State Education Association also wants the General Assembly to create a task force to study testing across grade levels. I'm John Lee reporting in Towson for 88.1 WIPR.